I declare the special meeting open at 5 p.m. I welcome councillors, management, members of the public in attendance to the City of Melbourne. Could I ask that all mobile phones be turned off for the duration of the meeting? We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Should there be any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or submission process, please speak with a member of the Council Business Team after the meeting. The agenda comprises one report from management. Apologies have been received from Councillors Ong and Watts. Given that this is a special meeting of the Council, in accordance with Section 84(4) of the Local Government Act 1989, unless all councillors are present and unanimously agree to deal with another matter, only the business specified in the notice is to be transacted. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and the nature of the interest prior to consideration of the item. There is one report from management for consideration in the open session, the Councillor Code of Conduct 2016. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, could I call on a councillor to move this motion? Councillor Mayne, I'm happy to second it. Councillor Mayne.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. And this process has come from some legislative amendments by the state government requiring all of Victoria's councils to fine-tune and then re-adopt their code of conduct ahead of council elections coming up later this year. So there's nothing particular to Melbourne that has led to this special council meeting to look at our code of conduct. We're not stamping down on a particular practice here. Or councillor, and in terms of the amendments, there's some issues around dispute resolution where there's been some tightening up and clarification, and we've followed the Municipal Association of Victoria's draft guidelines on that. We've also added some extra material on defining the roles of the Lord Mayor, councillors, and the functions of the CEO. There's some references and slight expansions to compliance with council's media protocols, and also explanations of conflicting personal interests. We haven't actually moved on inserting gift register references, and that is an issue where we're looking at separately in a subsequent process around gift registers, and I know that was something that the MAV was recommending councils do look at, and that is not here but is on the agenda for the coming weeks. So all up, it's a very non-controversial procedural special meeting. Don't propose to give a very long speech about it, but our code is modern and appropriate for the capital city, with a few little special capital city references, particularly around that Lord Mayor definitional role. But all up, it's a good document. Thanks to the officers for working through the various legislative guidelines, plus the MAV guidelines, plus the peculiarities of the City of Melbourne Act and the Capital City Council, to come up with a code which is unique in Victoria, but appropriate for the city.
Happy not to make a contribution, but I'll reserve the right to. Is there a further councillor who wants to make a contribution? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. I want to thank members of the public, staff and management for their interest and attendance. And before I declare the meeting closed, just ask that it be recorded whether this is or is not our most brief meeting of the last 8 years. I declare the meeting closed at 5:04 p.m.